Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. I hope this is the jumpstart you need to get your day going. I want to go to Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3. If you got your Bible, turn there with me. I don't have much time, so get your Bibles out. Go to Proverbs 3, verses 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. And number 7, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Love those verses. There's some things that God says in that those verses that are so unbelievable. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. All your heart. That means He doesn't want half-hearted belief. He doesn't want half-hearted love. He doesn't want half-hearted commitment. He wants you to be all in. All in. There's nothing worse than a half-hearted lover. There's nothing worse than a half-hearted worker. There's nothing worse than a half-hearted performer. There's nothing worse than half-heartedness in anything. If you don't put all of your heart into something, why even do it? So in Proverbs 3:5, he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. All your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, because how many of you know that your own understanding is going to mess you up? Your own understanding is going to distract you from God's plan, God's purpose. What we think about certain things might not be what God thinks. We tend to think, hey, God, your thinking needs to come along with my thinking. Your plan needs to come along with my plan. And guess what? It doesn't work that way. Our plan needs to align with God's plan. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Be all in. Be committed. Be a wholehearted believer. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. It doesn't say in some of your ways. It doesn't say in a couple of your ways. It doesn't say, well, try to acknowledge Him. It says in everything we do. If you're at work, you acknowledge Him. If you're at home, you acknowledge Him. If you're out in public, you acknowledge Him. If you're getting served by a waitress or waiter, you acknowledge Him. And the way you acknowledge Him is by being generous in your tipping. I've heard it said that most Christians, but a lot of Christians on Sunday are the worst tippers after church, which makes no sense. So one of the ways you're going to acknowledge Him is by being generous. And guess what? If you acknowledge Him in all your ways, He's going to direct your path. So if you're saying, I don't know which way God wants me to go, well, then you have to ask yourself, are all your ways acknowledging Him? Are all of your ways exalting Him and giving Him glory, bringing Him glory? In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Verse 7, don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't think you've got it all figured out. Don't think you know it all. Don't think that you're smarter than God. Don't judge people. Don't point fingers at people. Don't bash people over the head with the Bible. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That means make a 180-degree turn away from sin. You can't continue to sin any longer and have a relationship with God. That is what I'm talking about wholehearted believers. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. That's what has to happen if you're as a follower of Christ. I want to now turn over to Jeremiah 29, verses 11 and 12 and 13. Some of these three verses, along with the last verses we read, are some of my favorite verses in the Bible. But we're staying along the same lines. We know it. For I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans to prosper and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. You shall call upon me and you shall go and pray unto me and I will hear you. Here it is. And when you seek me and find me, you shall search me with all of your heart. And you shall seek me and find me when you seek me and search for me with all of your heart. There it is again. All of your heart. We're going to find God when we seek Him with all of our heart. We can't be divided. We can't be double-minded. The Bible says that a double-minded man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. So we've got to ask ourselves, where am I going? Am I on the right path? Am I on the right path? Proverbs 3:6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. There's that word all again. What areas, if we're not on the right path, then what areas of our lives are we not acknowledging him? What areas? Because the Bible clearly says right here that if we acknowledge him in all our ways, he will direct our paths. We will have a plan. He has a plan and a purpose for us, and we will fall into that plan and purpose when we acknowledge him in all our ways. I think it's so ironic that, you know, we go back to Jeremiah 29:11-13, and it says, and ye shall seek me and find me. And here's the conditions. When you search for me with all of your heart. Boy, we see that wholehearted commitment in it everywhere in the Bible, don't we? Jesus even said in Revelation, I don't want you to be hot. I don't want you to be cold. I would rather you be hot or cold. I don't want you to be lukewarm. I want you all in one way or the other. You're either with me or against me. If you're cold, you're against me. If you're lukewarm, guess what? You're against me. If you're hot, you're for me. And this is just a process of growth. As we grow in our relationship with the Lord, he grows us. He gets us in his word, and he makes it clear the areas of our lives that don't acknowledge him. The areas of our lives that need to be changed, that are still, we still think we're wise in our own eyes, don't we? We still think we have it all figured out. We still watch the tithing plate pass, knowing that what the Bible says about be a cheerful giver. Well, if you're not a cheerful giver, then you're not all in. You're not all in for the Lord. If when you give, you have doubts and fears and it makes you kind of frustrated, you're not all in. You're not all in. It's all over the Bible how God wants us to be all in. Be holy because I am holy. Uh-oh. Holiness? We're going to talk about holiness? Well, that means you're all in, right? Go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Lay hands on the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. What? You better be all in for that kind of... I mean, we're called to all do this. You better be all in. Your heart had better be all in. You will be hated. Jesus said, you will be hated for my name. He who endures to the end will be saved. This is about being all in. This is about being wholeheartedly devoted. This is about not leaning on our own understanding. God rarely makes sense. We want him to, like I said earlier, we want him to follow our plans. And all through his word, he's saying, follow me. Follow me. Don't follow what you think is right. Don't follow politicians. Don't follow political parties. Don't follow political groups. Have your allegiance to me and me alone. That's Jesus. Be loyal and faithful to Jesus. Be all into Jesus. Don't be divided. It's so easy to get divided. So easy for us to have divided attention instead of undivided attention. Our minds are wandering all over the place. But we need to rest in God. We need to know he's going to be the one that guides us through our problems. He's going to be the one that gives us wisdom. He's going to be the one that answers our prayer. The Bible also says, knock and the door shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. Ask and it will be given. But everything else in the Bible says that you have to do that with all of your heart. You can't have one foot in the world and one foot in the word. You'll be so conflicted. You'll be so conflicted with one foot in the world and one foot in the word. The word will tell you to do one thing and the world will tell you to do another. your heart's not all in. Your heart's not all in. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding, because your own understanding will mess you up. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. That's in one translation. Another translation is, and he will direct your path. I don't know about you, but I want God directing my path. I want God giving me wisdom. I want God leading me through the storm. I want God to sometimes pull me out of the storm. I want the Holy Spirit to empower me to lay hands on the sick and see people recover. With God, all things are possible. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.